And then one thing also we should mention is there's a loan closet here. I personally know that too, so I have a loved one at home that we care for, an elderly, and you can take out medical or rehab equipment here from the Courage Cottage and use it for various kinds of things.
Yeah, we have our whole basement is got lightly used rehab equipment, anything from wheelchairs to walkers, canes. The real popular one is our knee scooters right now. We have 6 knee scooters in circulation right now. So we have shower chairs, toilet assisters, grab bars, bed rails. Just give us a call. Ask if we've got the equipment available. We'll let you know. It's best to try to pick up and return the equipment between 10 and 4:30, just so we know that we're staffed appropriately. Otherwise, if you give us a call before you come and give us a heads up of what you're looking for, that helps us to just have the equipment ready. The best place to get the equipment too is to pull up to the alleyway at the Courage Cottage. It's a flat surface back there. It's just easier for in and out the door to get that in your vehicle. In the front now, we've got some steps and a ramp, which just makes it a little trickier for people to get that equipment in and out. So just go ahead and use the back alleyway.
Yeah, some of that equipment, very helpful. I know, I just had surgery on my foot, so that knee scooter was really good. Yeah.
Yes, and we just ask for a free will donation when you return the items, and that's another ongoing fundraising effort that we have, so.
And you said come in the back to get those things. That's, of course, we had the hospital had the big construction there for the emergency room. How has that affected how people come in and out to the Courage Cottage?
You know, most people just found us in the back. Yeah, our front was blocked off for quite a while with the emergency room expansion. We're very happy and excited for our emergency room expansion. And we got a few extra cement padded parking spaces here in the back. And I think it's just a great deal. People can come out in the back and utilize that flat entryway. And you still can utilize the front. There still is parking in the front. But for people just want the ease of coming out the door, use the back.
Very good. All right, Dina, is there anything else you want to mention about Courage Cottage?
I don't think so. We've got lots of fundraiser events scheduled for the summer. Hope to see everybody out and about. If you're looking for some volunteer opportunities, we've got stuff at the golf tournament or the Blooms and Brownies, even selling the raffle tickets or the golf or the taco fundraiser. So if you're looking for any volunteer opportunities, give us a call.
And if people have a loved one that they want to consider living here?
Yes, we do have a wait list. So if you do have someone considering wanting to live here, give me a call. I can get them added to the wait list here.
Very good. That's Dina Carbert over here at the Courage Cottage. Take a look at their website for all the upcoming big events they got coming up. Thanks, Dina.
Thanks, Marshall. Have a good day.